You listen to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to gamesense.ab.ca.
Aaron, we had an early morning hockey practice. Worst time ever to have an early morning hockey practice on a late World Series marathon game. But as a diehard sports fan, I can't go to bed. I need to stay up and watch a game that, like, you write for a living, Chelly. You're trying to explain and write everything to try to put it all into one article from that game last night. It's pretty difficult.
Oh, it was impossible. It definitely didn't fit. I mean, I feel like I left out half of what Vladimir Guerrero Jr. did, you know, defensively and running the bases, which on any other night would have been a story. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was like a lifetime of things in one night.
When you look at the game, and it was, what was interesting about it is, yeah, it went 18 innings, but it wasn't like there was a lack of chances for it to end early. Bases loaded, teams are leaving guys on second and third, bases loaded. Like, it was an entertaining, no scoring for 10 inning game.
Yeah, it was. You could definitely see everyone getting tired. It felt like there were a lot of pop ups in field on short fly balls. You know, just taking swings they wouldn't normally take on pitches they would normally hit. And that was part of it. They couldn't figure out how to end it. But yeah, I mean, just such an incredible kind of thing to witness. There's a lot of stuff that you probably won't ever see again.
Do you think the Dodgers catcher, Will Smith, is he going to be able to catch today after going 18 innings last night?
You know, they asked Max Muncy that, and he said, yeah, what do you mean? Of course, you know. He's got to catch again today. I think he will. I think he'll try. I'm sure if they get a lead, you know, a big lead, they'll get him out. But yeah, I think especially the Dodgers kind of understand that when it gets to this point, you know, you just run the best guys out there and hope they stay healthy.
Yeah. What about now? You got to, you know, quickly switch and you look at the matchup. Shohei Ohtani's on the mound now. Shane Bieber is on the mound. There's so many arms used in the bullpen last night. It's you know, tonight's any team, if you can get to either starter early, it's probably going to be a big difference because there's going to be some fatigue in both of those bullpens.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think too, you know, I think the Blue Jays have kind of a unique advantage in that it is very rarely that the next day's starting pitcher is as affected by what happened the night before as Shohei Ohtani will be. Now, whether it matters, I don't know. But, you know, Bieber got up a little bit there at the end, but I don't think that's going to matter. But I think Ohtani was, you know, he was playing the whole time. I mean, he basically ran off the field to try to go home and sleep. So, you know, whether he will be at his best or not, I think is a fair question. And, you know, catching him when he's not at his best would be kind of a big break for them, even after what happened last night.
Do you expect the Jays to pitch to Ohtani at all tonight?
Yeah, I do. I think maybe in the early innings there's a chance. I think one of the reasons they pulled off late, obviously, was that every time he came to bat, he could have ended the game. So you take your chances putting him on in that situation. But, you know, I think early in the game maybe they can try. But, yeah, I mean, the way he was swinging last night, it certainly made sense to take their foot off the gas there and just put him on first and hope the rest of them beat you.
Yeah, well, it obviously was a good strategy. Got him to the 18th inning. And then, it just, yeah. Like, the Jays' offense, the one thing that became apparent was when Springer left with injury and then Bichette was taken out and Kirk was out and Barger was out, like, their offense just didn't match the dog. I know they had, like, infield hits and different things here to get close every time, but they just, you never felt like they were threatening as much as the Dodgers could threaten, because the Dodgers had the home run power, and obviously that's ultimately what won the game.
Yeah, I mean, their lineup by the end of the night was, the Blue Jays lineup was not in good shape. And, you know, I've seen some people kind of getting on John Schneider for that. Number one, I don't think you can plan for a game to go 18 innings. Number two, like, Springer gets hurt, that's out of your control. Bichette couldn't have played maybe even a full nine anyway. Certainly wasn't going to play extra innings. You know, he had to come out of the game. Kirk probably wasn't going to be able to go 18. You had to pinch run for him at some point. Maybe because Springer's out, you leave him. You know, the only one that kind of really fits strangely with me is Barger. I just don't think when they pinch ran, they got as big an upgrade. But again, like, if you think that game's ending in nine innings, you play for every inch. So, you know, just kind of a tough way for it to go. And they're not as deep as the Dodgers. And that's, I mean, it showed.
Yeah, definitely there. And we'll see how they bounce back. The Jays, that's what they've done all season long. They've been the best team in baseball coming from behind. They saw them come from behind in the last series, so they're going to have to do it again, no question. Well, what do you make of the Jays' chances? Like, because the last time the Dodgers won an 18-inning game, they didn't win another game in the World Series. So I don't know how much last night carries over to tonight.
I don't either, but I would say as someone who's, you know, watched the Jays for most of this run and watching the regular season, I do think it's fair to assume they'll be completely fine after last night. I mean, emotionally, right? Like, I don't think there's going to be any sort of backing down, any deflation there. They just seem extremely resilient and kind of happy to be here in the best way. So I think it's all about whether they have enough pitching, you know, to hang in there. I've kind of assumed the series is going to go back to Toronto. They just seem resilient. I still think that, but you know, I think if Shane Bieber kind of falls apart early, that's going to be really tough to overcome. But I don't think there's any reason really to expect that.
If you're the Jays, Chelsea, and it's hard to do, but what's the best way to have success against Ohtani when he's pitching?
I think today it's to make him throw strikes, you know, to really wait him out. I just think today it's 90 degrees here already. I think it's going to be hotter at game time. I mean, he's tired, you know. Yeah. And he cramped last night, I think, at second base at one point. So I think you just have to say, this guy just can't possibly be at full strength, and try to make him throw as many pitches as you can and get in the bullpen, because I think they're getting him at maybe a uniquely vulnerable time. Whether that actually matters to him, because it seems like nothing affects him, I don't know. But it's a time to kind of take your chances and see if you can get him out of the game early.
Chelsea Janes joins us from L.A. Of course, Game 4 of the World Series goes tonight, 6:08 first pitch, Edmonton time. You got boots on the ground, Chelsea. What are you hearing as far as, you know, Springer's availability potentially for tonight? It's less than 4 hours from now. Alejandro Kirk, even Bo Bichette. What's kind of the scuttlebutt around them?
Yeah, so John Schneider talks in like an hour, a little less. Okay. So we haven't heard anything more, have not seen any of them out on the field or anything. So no kind of early indications from that. You know, I thought they were fairly optimistic about Springer last night, but it's hard to imagine he's back in there today. It's hard also to imagine that unless Bo Bichette had something else happen, that he wouldn't be back in there today at this point. So I don't know, but yeah, we have not heard yet, and obviously that'll matter quite a bit. But I would assume Kirk will be in there. It's hard to imagine sitting him in a game like this.
No, God, no. I would think he would play. What about the Dodgers? Any changes to their lineup do you expect other than the pitcher?
You know, the only one that kind of makes sense is that they might sub out Andy Pages at the bottom of the order. He's just been terrible, but he's kind of been terrible all along offensively, and Dave Roberts sticks with him. He's a good defender and has power when it hits. So, yeah, that's kind of the only one. But maybe Tommy Edman's a little banged up. He played a lot last night and has kind of an ankle thing. So, you know, they've got pieces there if they need them. But, you know, I think more than anything, they're just going to have to run everybody back and see who survives.
It's interesting about Pies, because in the regular season, man, the guy was a really good hitter, and now he can't hit to save his life. It's wild.
Yes, he had a great year. I mean, he had a great year. I think there's kind of the feeling there that, you know, he's just trying too hard. He's not taking the at-bats he should. And easier said than done to fix that when you haven't been here as many times as the other guys on your team and you're in the World Series. But yeah, I mean, Dave Roberts has been pretty loyal to him. So, you know, I think we'll see today how loyal, but he's definitely struggling. Kind of the real black hole in their lineup, which really doesn't have many.
When you look at Freddie Freeman's career, you think he's going to be a Hall of Famer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he's a Hall of Famer. And I say that in part because he's been very explicit, too, about, like, 3,000 hits really matters to him. And I think he'll play long enough to get it. And you see some signs, you know, a little bit of him slowing down, but not a ton. I mean, honestly, the numbers are not showing it all that much. So, yeah, I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's one of the best hitters of our time, and so it's kind of interesting. It felt like a ho-hum walk-off homer in the World Series last night. It was like, yeah, that makes sense. Freddie Freeman would do that, and that really speaks, I think, to his resume.
Yeah, well, straight away center field, and you know, I think he's the only guy now in Major League Baseball history. I think I read last night that you know, two walk-off home runs in the World Series. Yeah. Like, it's he's a big game player, and he genuinely seems like one of the nicest baseball players you've ever met.
Yes, super friendly. You know, watching him and Vlad Guerrero talk at first base has been kind of delightful. So yeah, totally friendly. Friendly with us, friendly with teammates. You know, we never know fully what goes behind the scenes, but you know, for everything we get to see of him, he's I think a pretty delightfully dour presence. You know, a little self-deprecating, but you know, kind of just a fun guy to watch play and enjoy the game.
And what did you make of the Clayton Kershaw? So, like, Clayton Kershaw is a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't think there's any debate in anybody's eyes about that. You know, he got to pitch early in the playoffs, didn't go very well. He comes in for one at bat. That might have been like the, I'm not sure how many Dodger fans were even watching that with their eyes open at that point, just to his age, because like, it's kind of a weird thing to say that one at bat could really change a thing for somebody. But if that would have been his last at bat, he gives up a run, people are like, oh man, you know, he held on too long. But if that's his last appearance, it just really rubber stamps what an unreal career he had.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm sure everyone saw the video of his wife kind of like breaking down after he got the out. He has felt really vulnerable this postseason. His stuff is just not there. If he doesn't locate it perfectly, he has no chance. Even if he does, guys can hit it. He just is not the kind of guy you want in a high leverage relief situation. But he also isn't really up to starting par with everyone left in the rotation. So it's kind of like, what do you do with him?
Yes.
And it felt like he would be in kind of garbage time innings, and like he was last series where he kind of, or two series ago, I guess, where he got kind of like battered and it felt like, oh, it can't end this way. But it's going to end this way because this is all he can handle. So for him to come into a situation like that and get that out, I mean, you kind of hope it ends there. Or if he gets another chance, it's in a situation where he's able to kind of succeed. But I think he knows, and everyone around the Dodgers is wary of putting him in those situations. So the fact that he survived it was a huge achievement, I think.
And lastly, looking at it from somebody who covers the league on a national perspective, what do you think happens with Bo Bichette and the Jays in the offseason?
Such a good question. I think they have money to spend. Everyone expects them to try to spend it. Obviously I think this playoff run has been a sort of great vibes solidifier here, that if Bo Bichette's worried that he can win here, you know, he's not worried about that anymore. So it kind of all lines up that he should be able to stay if he wants to. That being said, he's, you know, a batting title type guy with a major league pedigree, you know, not, you know, a disciplined guy in the clubhouse. And there are teams that need shortstops. I mean, like the Atlanta Braves probably need a shortstop. And are they going to reach out? Probably. And then, you know, would he want to stay? Is he willing to take less to stay? Would he have to take less to stay? You know, I don't know. But I don't think it's a sure thing. But I also don't see any major roadblocks to not getting something done with the Jays if they want him and he wants to stay.
Well, Chelsea, hopefully you have time for a quick nap and then you get set for game 4. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Yes. Thanks for having me.